الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected listeners, whenever there is occasion, and in proportionate to that occasion, if it is a simple occasion, a normal occasion, a normal event, then preparations take place in advance. Sometimes, maybe few days before that event, sometimes a week, sometimes that event is much greater, much bigger. And according to that, preparations are made sometimes in months. So, respected listeners, what to say of that grand event, the grand occasion, the distinguished guests, the honorable guests, the special guests, which is at our doorstep, and that is the month of Ramadan. It's mentioned in a hadith that إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُجَنَّدُ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ وَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ إِلَى الْحَوْلِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That indeed Jannat is being prepared from one year to the next, and it is beautified, ornamented, beautified, and prepared for the coming of the month of Ramadan. So, understand that prior to the month of Ramadan, one year in advance, preparation are being made for the coming of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is that distinguished guest whose rank and status is beyond our imagination. And this guest is right here at the doorstep. An example can be given. A honorable king sends his messenger with a message to a certain people. And when that guest arrives, when that messenger of the king, the courtier of the king comes, and then if people honor that guest, people fulfill the rights of that guest, honors that guest, sees to the rights of that guest, accommodates that guest, the royal decree that has come from that king, honorable king, now after the time has elapsed, when that guest now returns, and he returns with some good news towards the king, favorable news that I have been treated very, very well, I have been honored, and I was looked after, my rights have been fulfilled, then naturally the king also becomes happy. The king also shower favors upon those people. But on the same token, if that royal decree, royal messenger coming from the honorable king is looked down upon and is not honored, not given any accommodation, his rights are not fulfilled, and is treated very, very badly and is not welcome, so that guest now returns with a heavy heart, returns sad, returns to the king, the honorable king, and he's given, he's told and informed that this was the attitude of the people. So naturally, the king also will become angry. So respected listeners, this guest, honorable guest of the month of Ramadan is right here at our doorstep. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua 2 months prior to the month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, grant us barakah in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. And O Allah, make us reach the month of Ramadan. So tonight inshallah will herald the beginning of the month of Ramadan. And that auspicious guest is right here. And these are the moments today is Friday. We should make sincere and earnest dua. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. This is also a sunnah dua a person should recite. Oh Allah, save God me, protect me for the month of Ramadan. What it means, oh Allah, grant me good health, grant me well-being, make it easy, make it conducive for me, make it possible for me that I observe the month of Ramadan very, very nicely, without any glitches, without any difficulties. So we are asking Allah, oh Allah, you save God us. As explained, that a person can have the month of Ramadan, he can witness the month of Ramadan, but Allah protect us all, Allah Ta'ala grant us afiyat. A person can be on a ventilator, on a life support, or a person is in jail, and the conditions are very, very tough. So yeah, we are asking Allah, save God us, protect us, grant us good health, well-being for the month of Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. And Allah, save God and protect the month of Ramadan for us. What it means that we should honor this guest, this distinguished guest. From the time it approaches, from the time it comes to the leaves, all focus and attention should be given towards this guest. This is a royal guest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this guest will only come for plus minus 29 to 30 days. It will come and go, but it is up to us whether we will take advantage of the situation, whether we will maximize and benefit from this month of Ramadan. It can also mean that let there not be any doubt with the observance of the fast of the month of Ramadan. For example, there might be a certain group of people might say that last night the moon was sighted and Ramadan has started, so now some doubt is created. So one meaning is that as well. And then finally, وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And Allah, save me from gunas, save me from sins, so that you can accept it in your divine court. So this acceptance also is a very, very important thing. Nabi Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, when they built the Kaaba Sharim, they made رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ulama explained that Ibrahim alayhi salam used the taqabbul, tafa'ul, means, oh Allah, is not worthy of acceptance. But Allah, through your shan, through your grace, through your mercy, Allah, you accept it. Nevertheless, respected listeners, the month of Ramadan, Ramadan means to scorch, to burn, to incinerate. This is the month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us opportunity of burning our gunas, burning up our sins. This is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy comes in full josh. In the words of a hadith, then it is mentioned, Shahrun Mubarak, Shahrun Azim, that this is a very auspicious month, very blessed month, in the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ, Allah ta'ala's mercy comes in torrents. This is the month وَيَهُتُّ الْخَطَايَا, Allah Ta'ala forgives wholesale. Allah Ta'ala forgives in large numbers all our sins. This is the month that يَخْشَاكُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ, Allah Ta'ala turns toward you and Allah Ta'ala looks forward for all your ibadat. And respected listeners, this month of Ramadan, the words, one alim said very beautifully, the word Ramadan, the letters have some significance as well. For example, the Ra of Ramadan means Rahmah. From the beginning to the end is only Rahmah. The Quran is a source of Rahmah. This fasting during the winter season that we are undergoing, inshaAllah, is a Rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The duas, the tahajjud salah, the awabin, the ishraq, the salatul duha, our charity, all nawafil, all khairat, the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem, all this, the tawfiq and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the meme of Ramadan means maghfirah. Allah ta'ala looks for excuses to forgive us in this month. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive us. It is up to us that we present ourselves. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna li rabbikum fi ayyami dhahri nafahat. Indeed, throughout the year, there are certain breezes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. فَتَعَرَّضُ لَهَا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that present yourself, take advantage, maximize, take benefit of these occasions. And this one occasion, this grand occasion, the grand event is the month of Ramadan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many souls. Then the alif, ihsan, of kindness, alif of ulfat, of harmony. This is a month that people's heart becomes soft. This is a month when shaitan is chained up. And the noon, respected elders and listeners, is noor. There is amalgamation of noor. Whether it is the Quran al-Kareem, whether it is our fasting, whether it is our tarawih salah, whether it is the itikaf, all ibadat, there is noor, there is effulgence in it. So, as the Shah Muhammad al-Hamid Sa'adam al-Rakad explains, that the month of Ramadan can be likened to a ruhani dastarkhan. Like we have a tablecloth, and we have many, many causes, sometimes 7 causes, 9 causes, many more. The month of Ramadan is our ruhani dastarkhan, is our spiritual dastarkhan, and the main cause is our fasting, our tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, is our tarawih salah, and itikaf in the last 10 days. And the side dishes or the other cause on this ruhani dastarkhan is what we find is khairat, our sadaqah, our lilla, our zakat, our nafal ibadat, our du'as at the time of tahajjud, at the time of iftar, at the time of sari, after every faras salah, our tasbihat, our zikr of la ilaha illallah, our azkar, our istighfar, all these are also part of the causes of this ruhani dastarkhan. And before you sit down to eat of this, partake of this ruhani dastarkhan, you have to wash your hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the 15th night of Shaaban, that where we washed our hearts, we spiritually cleanse our hearts, so that we can partake on this this dastarkhan, this ruhani dastarkhan. So all this what we have mentioned, this cause of all these means, are our immune boosters. It will boost our immune system of our heart and soul. It will purify and detoxify our hearts, our minds, and our souls from all the spiritual maladies. And respected elders and listeners, this is that we don't know, we don't have any guarantee whether we will see the next Ramadan or not. How many of us were with us last year? They spent time with us coming to the masjid, or they broke fast with us, or they read Taraweeh next to us. But unfortunately, the temporary abode of this world, the nature of it is that they are no more here. How they wish if they had this one more Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we spend our Ramadan in such a manner that Allah ta'ala is pleased with us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with us, and we fulfill the rites of the month of Ramadan. So as mentioned, the month of Ramadan is that distinguished guest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so easy for us that when it comes to gunas, then there are two main obstacles in our path. That is shaitan and nafs. Nafs wa shaitan dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko taba ae meri maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. That is nafs and shaitan, they gang up against us. They want to defeat us and destroy us and trap us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy has locked up the shaitan. And then the other enemy is our nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this ibadat of fasting, when a person fasts, then the beastly, animalistic qualities in him are restraining that person. It is controlled, because the root cause of all his desires is from the stomach. No sooner a person fills the stomach with food, then that triggers and that manipulates that person to commit gunas and sins. So by us fasting, our spiritually we are elevated. Our beastly animalistic qualities of the nafs are subdued to a certain extent. So Allah Ta'ala in His mercy has given us the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that O people of Iman, that fasting has been prescribed over you, just like it was prescribed over the people before you. So Allah Ta'ala introduces His ayat and tells us fasting has been made faraz upon you. So do not be frightened. It has been prescribed for the people before you as well. And how many days? Ayyaman ma'adudat. These are few days, 29 or 30 days, and that's the end of it. Ramadan will come and it will go. And what is the object of the month of Ramadan, respected elders? It is la'allakum tattaqoon, such as you can gain taqwa, Allah consciousness. If a person analyzes and thinks about it, in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala, from dawn to dusk, Allah Ta'ala has made us and given us this hukam, this command to fast. And while fasting, we are staying away from those things which are halal normally. We are staying away from our food, our drink. We are staying away from our halal wives during that time. So this is a training ground, that if you can stay away from halal, then now it will become more easier for you to stay from haram. If you can stay away from halal in these times, in this month, then it will become easy for you. Mawlana Shaykh al-Thani rahmatullahi mentioned, the month of Ramadan is a grand step ladder towards righteousness, towards Allah consciousness, and allakum tattaqoon, that you gain taqwa. Example can be given, a businessman, he buys and he sells, and he makes a profit. A businessman would tolerate the insults of his customers, of his suppliers. He would tolerate the hardships and the difficulties of the times, the taxman that is behind him. Maybe even the area that he is trading and bartering, he's selling his wares. They also, maybe, there is possible he can be attacked, he can be robbed, can be looted. But yet he tolerates all this. Why? Because at the end of the day he's seeing the profits. He's happy because he's seeing some profit. But if that businessman who buys and he sells at the same price, very soon he'll be out of business. Very soon he'll be out of business. So many respected listeners, the prophet of our ibadat of fasting is taqwa. So if a person fasts, but if he does not stay away from gunas and sins, he is just merely going to the routine through the cycle of staying away from eating and drinking and his sexual desires from dawn to dusk. He is going with the flow because of the environment around him. But yet, he is not staying away from other gunas, other sins, then just like the person who buys and sells at the same price. Very soon, he will be out of business. And this very person will find that fasting very difficult upon him. He will wish that the day of Eid comes very, very quickly. Imagine our pious buzrugs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2 months before Ramadan, used to make dua for the coming of the month of Ramadan. Our pious elders used to make dua 6 months in advance. Let it not be now we look at the month of Ramadan with disdain and with a heavy heart that and take it as a burden, na'uzu billah. And when our eyes are fixed on the calendar that we can scratch out every day and come closer towards Eid. No respected analysts, no respected listeners. This is the day of the month of Ramadan. This is the opportunity Allah Ta'ala is giving us, and Allah Ta'ala is showering upon us all kinds of opportunities wherein we can draw the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this amalgamation of this mercy in different forms, whether it is tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, whether it is our nafil salah, every faraz is multiplied 70 times. Every nafil that we read is equivalent to a faraz. And this is the month of the Quran al-Kareem. Inshallah, as we go on, we will mention the rights of the Quran al-Kareem, how our elders, our pious predecessors, how they used to attach their time to the Quran al-Kareem, how many khatam they used to make in the month of Ramadan. So let us dedicate the month of Ramadan in ibadat, in staying away from gunas, in staying away from sins. Our Shaykh Muhammad Hamid gives another example. And he says, suppose the government gives you a money-making machine, money-making printer, and it is everything in order, you can use it. It is lawful for you to utilize it. And from the time the moon is sighted of the month of Ramadan till the next moon that is sighted for Eid, for entire 30 days, and of the highest denomination, 200 notes, you are given permission to print those notes. So think about it, day and night, we'll have turns. A person will get tired, he will call his son. He gets tired, he will call some another family member. Why? That printing has to take place. That printing has to continue. The 200 notes, or whether it is $100 note, or £100 note. Why? Because we understand the value of rand and cents. We understand the value of the commodities of this world. More important than that, these commodities will come and will leave us. When we leave this world, it will be left above the ground. But understand, respected listeners, all the amal that a person does will benefit the person in this world. It will benefit him definitely in a qabr, and definitely it will benefit him in a year after. So this is a month of sabr as well, the month of patience. And the reward for patience is Jannah. This is a month, يُزَادُ فِي رِزْقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. This is a month which Allah Ta'ala increases the risk and sustenance of a person. Allah Ta'ala gives barakah in this month. This is a month when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very generous. And this is the month we ought to dig deep into our pockets, especially in difficult times, in lockdown. We are enjoying our meals. We got laden, our dasturkhan is laden with food at the time of sehri, at the time of iftar. Let us think about the unfortunate, the underprivileged. So we also need to think about them and share with them. This is a month of sympathy. This is a month that we share with the less fortunate as well. So respected listeners, the month of Ramadan is right here at our doorstep. And very, very important is the prophet of this month and the object of this month, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In various places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the various benefits of taqwa. This taqwa will help a person in this world. It is a means of Allah ta'ala opening exits for him from all types of difficulties. It is a means of forgiveness of your sins. It is that criteria that Allah ta'ala grants you to distinguish right from wrong, halal from haram. It is a thing that Allah ta'ala will make all your affairs easy for you. This taqwa has so many benefits. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna awla nasa bi al-muttaqoon man kanu hisu kanu o kama qal. The most closest people to me will be those people who have taqwa, who have Allah consciousness in them. And wherever they may be and wherever they come from, whether you come from the jungles of Africa or from the skyscrapers of America, wherever you are, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the most closest to me will be that person who has taqwa. So the month of Ramadan has come to teach us that we are staying away from halal. So now it becomes easy for us, inshallah, to stay away from haram. And as I mentioned, this is our ruhani dasturkhan. So when a person taste buds are in order, then he will enjoy the best of meals. But if the taste buds are corrupted and are not good, then the best food can be presented to him. There is no enjoyment in that food. So let it not be that the bad taste of our gunas spoils the enjoyable ibadat of this month. That we need to control our desires. We need to control our limbs. The ulama explained, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ Siyam has been made incumbent upon you. A siyam of our eyes. Fasting of our eyes. That we not look at haram. We do not look at our devices or some YouTube or some clips or even worse, we want to watch some series on the TV and let's not be deceived that the word Islamic, this connotation of Islamic television, na'udhu billah, then fasting of our ears, we don't listen to haram, don't listen to any gossip, any fitna mongering, we do not listen to any music, that fasting of our tongue, that we do not indulge in backbiting, in slandering, in speaking of lies. This is the month that we engage our tongues in recitation of the Quran and Kareem, in recitation of the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, of istighfar. This is the month that we make tawbah. Fasting of our limbs, our hands and our feet. We do not touch those things, or we do not click on those things. We do not use our thumbs to write those things which are not permissible. And so many our feet will not go to those avenues which are haram. So we are in lockdown, which coincides the month of Ramadan as well. We need to turn to Allah that this is a month where du'as are accepted. This is the time that we need to make du'a for ourselves, our family members, our relatives, our friends, our associates, our neighbors, our community, and the ummah at large. As I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for us. Our fasting is plus minus 12 hours. People in Finland, in Oslo, Norway, other European countries, fasting 20 hours. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made it so easy for us that it is the month of winter, the days are short, the nights are long. So we can take advantage of the situation. And let's not forget our brothers who are in perpetual lockdown. For example, the people in Gaza, or the people that are going through hell for the last 9 years, in inverted commas, the people of Syria. I mentioned recently that when Italy went through this crisis, for a few months, people's hearts opened up with sympathy towards them. And they went, so to say, through hell. But yet the people of Syria for the last 9 years, they're going through hell. And the people's eyes have shut to their grievances towards their predicament and their situation. So respected listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a spiritually motivated month, this month of Ramadan. And also very, very important, we are in lockdown. There are many places, Amila, maybe Hufaz, in those specific areas, in their homes, are performing Taraweeh. Mubarak, if they are reading the khatam of the Quran al-Kareem, so you're getting full sunnah, inshallah, that is the entire khatam of the Quran al-Kareem in Taraweeh Salah, as well the full quota of the 20 rakats. And at the same time, we should be reminded, if there is no hafiz in that house, then according to your intention, your heart's desire is burning, that if only I could come to the masjid, there are many people in our community, never missed Taraweeh Salah for the last 50 or 60 years. Hi, how are they feeling at this moment? But according to the intention, because of the situation of the lockdown, because of the laws of the country, the desire in the heart is to come to the masjid. The desire is to perform the full 20 rakats and get the Taraweeh Salah, to get the khatam of the Quran al-Kareem, inshallah. But circumstances does not permit it. They will get the reward, inshallah. But let us take it upon ourselves. Let us make jamaat at home, inshallah. If you are reading the 20 rakats, no problem. read Alam Tara downwards till Qura Binas for the first 10 rakat. Then from the 11th till the 20th rakat, do it for the second time. If there is a hafiz of the Quran Kareem and his door is not very pakka, so this is an opportunity for him also to revise his door. Then he should recite as much as Quran as possible, whatever he knows. We are also, the more we tilawat, the more reward you will get, inshaAllah. So respected Allah's brothers and sisters, let us make dua for one another, make dua for the ummah at large, make dua for the conditions of our country, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors of the Harameen Sharifeen once again, so that people can go for umrah, inshaAllah. How many people are telling me that, Malana, every year I go for umrah, maybe I go for 1 week or last 10 days, but today we can't go. So again I told him, you'll get the reward inshaAllah, your desire is there. So how sad that Harameen Sharifeen this time of the year, it is buzzing. And we know the iftar situation with Dastar Khans virtually going into many kilometers, that too has been stopped. So we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the conditions throughout the ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the hunger aspect as well. We are fasting, but we know when we break our fast at home, we got all types of savouries before us. Think of the poor, the less fortunate, the underprivileged. They, like one person said very beautifully, in the European countries, in the first world countries, people are lining up to get the latest gadget, the Apple phone, the iPhone. Yet in the third world countries where people are starving, people are making lines to get those last crumbs of those bread. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the condition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan a spiritually elevated Ramadan for us, and let it not be our final Ramadan. May Allah give us the tawfiq of witnessing many, many more Ramadans. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.